Why does the pasuk by Nazar have to say special Yavav Limoy? All right, turn over. If so, why does the pasuk have to say special here, Liyavav Limoy? Tzadik is again, Liyavav Limoy, who do loy metame? Another is not allowed to touch his own father or his own mother. Ava metame hu lemeis mitzvah. But that's the deal that another has a heter to take care of a meis mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, Ad shelo yomer, even if the pasuk wouldn't have said like this, yesh li bedin, the Chora have another svara to say in svara that a nazir should be allowed to touch a meis mitzvah, because nema klolus b'kohen gadol. The pasuk says like a klolus, like it says a lashon of al kol nafshes meis layavoy. It says by a kohen gadol a klal he can't go to any meis al kol nafshes meis layavoy. V'nema klolus b'nazir. It says the same type of a lashon by nazir also al kol nefesh meis. It says al kol nefesh meis. Mashma, any type of a mace. If so, ma klolus hamuris b'koin godol. Just like the cloud by a koin godol. We said the diik is, li oviv eina mitama, avo mitamahu l'mace mitzvah, the cloud by a koin godol. It comes to be marba, everything. But still there's the exclusion that a mace mitzvah is mutter. If so, I said the same svara, av klolus hamuris b'nozir. That's what the Torah says, a loshen by a nozir, al kol nefesh mace. He can't be metamet any meis. I'll tell you though, there's one exception that lo'aviv ain't a metamei. Ava metamei l'meis mitzvah. So Churin Svara should be able to learn out nazir from a kohen gadol. That's one way to look at it. Mar says maybe no. Oy klach l'derech zu. Or else maybe let's turn to another way. Oy klach l'derech zu. Turn to another way. That nemru klolus b'kohen hedyot. It says also a lashon by a klal by kohen hedyot. That he can't be metama to mason. Says lenefesh lo yitame. It says by kohen hedyot lenefesh mash many nefesh. True, later the Torah says to crave him is muta. But first it says a loshin that lo yitame lenefesh lo yitame. That says the klal by kohen hedyot v'nemru klolus benazir. It also says this loshin of klal al kol nefesh meis. It says layov. It says by nazir also a klal. If so, ma klolus amuris b'kohen hedyot mitam layoviv. Av klolus amuris b'nazir mitam layoviv. Maybe learn out better nazir from a kohen hedyot that he's mutter to his krivim on this tamalayma. That's why I need the pasuk by nazir that says clearly layoviv leima layatame. So I need the pasuk to teach me that a nazir does not have the kula like a kohen hedyot. Even though a kohen hedyot is mutter to his krivim, a nazir is also to his krivim. Now we need the diyuk of b'holameis mitzvah metama. But the diyuk is though only to his father and mother not, but somebody he's mutter, who's the person that he's mutter to, that's the meis mitzvah. So the Gemara, we needed to teach us, shein metam liyaviv. So how can you learn this out? Adarabba. You need the word liyaviv lima now to teach me that it's usher for a nazir to be metama to his father. Because like this last svara was saying, maybe learn out a nazir from a kohen hedyot. Just like a kohen hedyot is also, but to his own krivim is mutter, so maybe a kohen gadol, maybe a nazir has the same halacha like a kohen hedyot. That maybe a nazir is mutter to his krivim. So when the pasuk says, lo'aviv lo yitameh, it's not for a diyuk, but I need it for it itself. It has to come and teach me that a nazir cannot be metama to his father. But maybe I don't have any deek now to say that it's mutter to a kohen hedyot to a meis mitzvah. Maybe who I did, he's still also to a meis mitzvah. For the Gemara, miboy le loy ma shein matam liyaviv. Elo liyaviv, the Gemara says, then it's not mitzvah. Elo liyaviv loy ma shein matam liyaviv. That's what the pasuk says, by a nazir he can't touch his father, that we need legufa. It needed to teach us that a nazir, we do not learn out from a kohen hedyot. That a nazir doesn't have the heter to his father. But Liachiv, the pasuk also says to his brother, on nazir can't be matama. That's extra. Once I know he can't be matama to his father, so pshiti can't be matama to his brother either. What does the pasuk have to say, Liachiv? So here the diik is, Liachiv ain't a matama, but hola meis mitzvah matama. But is the diik for meis mitzvah could be matama. Because that's why it says the word Liachiv. Fredi Gemaru Liimoi, it says a third thing also by nazir, it says Liimoi. It says special nazir can't be metamel aviv liimoy lachiv.
So good, la'aviv, we need legufa. La'achiv is for a diyik of meis mitzvah. But why does the Torah have to say li'imai for? And this we said, nachol, we had before, l'gzeir shavu l'kud rabbi. This we have the gzeir shavu of rabbi's halacha to learn out kohen gadol from nazir, that just like a nazir, the issue is only not to touch a tumas meis, but to touch a mitzvah, or to touch a zava zava, it's mutter for nazir. By nazir says clearly b'moisam. There's only an issur on a meis, you can't be matama to. But to negoyim, or to zava zava, it's mutter. So I need the gzeir shava to learn out who I did by a kohen gadol. That a kohen gadol is also only yosef to be matama to a meis, but to tumas nega, tumas to mitzvah, that is mutter. Ayu lachoisa, what do we need the extra word, lachoisa by nazir? Look at the time, lachoisa matalo, avesh lach, lachoisa with the pisan. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll do this tomorrow. Shalom. Yeah, okay, we're holding daf mem chesam abeis. Again, in the middle of the shayla, it says a few extra psukim by a nazir. In the parasha of a nazir, we know he's not allowed to be metamet to a mesh. He's not allowed to be metamet to mesim and teni mesim. Then the pasuk also says extra, it says, not li oviv, not li imoy, not li yochiv, not la choysoy. Here, the pasuk says by a nazir, it says, kol yimei haziru l'ashem, al nefesh meis l'yovoy. That means anybody. He's not allowed to touch a mace. Then the next pasuk says, Li aviv u li imoy, li achiv v la'achoysoy. Lo yitame lohem b'moysom. They can't touch them when they're dead, with dash and tumas moysom, only when they're mace. But a kopon, the pasuk says extra, Li aviv u li imoy, li achiv v la'achoysoy. So why do we have to have the extra pasuk, Lo aviv u li imoy, li achiv v la'achoysoy? So that's what we're dashing now. That li aviv is for the drosha, and then we had Liochiv and Mitzvah Matam. Olimoy was the Xerishova. Now according to Nesman, the Yom was saying now Liochiv is to come to teach us that it's Kroivim is Takosa. Then Liochiv is coming to teach us Lemes Mitzvah Smuta. Olimoy, it says Xerishova Likudarebi. Like we learned out before, Xerishova. That the Easter is only not to touch a mace, but another is allowed to touch somebody that has Tumas Mitzayra or Tumas Negoyim, that's Mutter. Now, Rapta Ula Choysai. Why does the Pasuk have to say extra by a Nazir that he can't even Matama to his sister? Look at Tanya, like we learned. Look at Tanya, we learned. Tanya. Liya Choysai Matama Loima. Why does the Pasuk have to say extra on Nazir can't be Matama to his sister? Pshita, he can't be Matama to anybody. So Mara says, the Chiddush is, Hare Shaholach Lishchad Es Pischoy. What's going to be if a Nazir is going Erev Pesach to Yerushalayim to Shech to Korban Pesach? Or else for Lomol Es Benoy? It's a question also. He has to make a bris milah on his son. Vishomash Shemesh Lameis. And he heard that somebody died, one of his Mishpacha died. So Lachar is, Yochol Yitame, I would have thought maybe you should be Mitame, take care of the crew of your relatives. Or Marta Lo Yitame, we had already Lo Yitame, not allowed to be Mitame to your relatives. Yochol Lo Yitame Lo Meis Mitzvah, maybe who adin then, you should not even be Mitame to a Meis Mitzvah. If you find a Meis in the street that nobody is there to take care of, that's called a Meis Mitzvah, so maybe since you're a Nazir, that's going now to do your Korban Pesach, which if you don't bring the Korban Pesach, you're over in Issacharis. So maybe in Svara you should not become Tomei. Don't take care of this Meis Mitzvah in order that you should be able to bring your Korban Pesach. On this note, Talmud Lema, the prophet says, Le'achoysoi, to your sister. So we darshin la'achoysoi hu di'ene metama. That a Nazir cannot be metama to his sister. His unmarried sister, when she's Meis, he can't take care of her Fura. But hold the Meis Mitzvah Metamei. But even in such a case, even though it's a question now on Erev Pesach, that if he's going to take care of this Meis Mitzvah, he won't be able to bring the Korban Pesach. Still, the Pasuk says he's supposed to take care of it. That's the Drasha L'Achoysoi, only to your sister not, but I call upon him to a Meis Mitzvah, even in such a case, you're allowed to be Metamei. Talmud Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Nefoshoy, it's not that the Pasuk says, Nefesh, the Pasuk says it should be. It says al nefesh meis. So when the post says al nefesh meis, the kiva dashins nefesh elu harachaykim, that a stranger, not a relative, pshita nazir, cannot touch. It says al nefesh meis. What does meis include? Elu akrayvim. That includes even to his own relatives, a nazir is not allowed to touch. That's where Rabbi Kiva darshins. If so, li'ov b'li'imoy, what does the pasuk have to speak out again? You can't do matamal of b'li'imoy. So make this drasha, li'ov b'li'imoy, who? Any matama. Av matamu l'meis mitzvah. But it's allowed to be matama to a meis mitzvah. Li'ochiv, what does the pasuk have to say the word lo'ochiv for? To your brother. Pshiti, you can't be matama to your brother. Shemho yekoyin godol. For you who knows you. Let's say the same person was a Kohen Gadol and he was a Nazir. Hence the Kohen Gadol became a Nazir. Still we darshin, li'achiv hum ene matama. He can't be matama to his brother. When his brother is niftar, he can't take care of his kvura. Alva matama ula meis mitzvah. That's the chiddush, even though he's a Kohen Gadol and he's a Nazir, still to a meis mitzvah, it's mutter. Then lachoisa, what does the fourth thing say? What does he have to say? A nazir can't be matama to his sister Pshita. Kizetanya, as we learned before, Haresha Hoya Hoylach Lishcha Des Pischoy V'lo Moles B'nai. That if this nazir now in Erev Pesach was going, he was busy in trying to bring this Korban Pesach, and on the way he saw a meis mitzvah, that the chiddush is he's supposed to be matama, take care of this meis mitzvah, even though it's going to mean now that he won't be able to bring this Korban Pesach. Still, since the meis mitzvah is in front of you, that's this postik liyachiv, liyachoisoi, that you should be matami even to such a meis mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, gzeir shava the Rebbe Minole, according to Rabbi Kiva, that the word li'imor, like, is not extra, so how does he know to make the gzeir shava that we had from Rebbe before? That Rebbe before made the gzeir shava li'imor li'imor to teach us that the tumah is only by a meis. That Nazir could only, or Kohen Gadol is only not allowed to touch a mace. Avo mitama hu l'negoyim u'zivosam. But if the person has a tumas nega, he's a mitzoro, or else he has tumas zava, zava, then a Nazir or Kohen Gadol could be mitama. That was Rabbi Kiva's, that was Rabbi's Zereshava. So the kashra is, according to Rabbi Kiva, the words are not extra. So if so, how does he know Rabbi's Zereshava? Omaloch. He says, Kivan Diyam Amar, since we learned, Hem Hoya Kohen Gadol V'Nazir, if he was a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, it says, Li'achiv Eina Metama, Ava Metama Ula Meis Mitzvah, but he could be Metama to a Meis Mitzvah. As even though this Kohen Gadol is a Nazir, still we say to a Meis Mitzvah, could be Metama. If so, Mali Kohen Gadol L'chudei, Mali Nazir V'Kohen Gadol. What's the difference if the person is a Kohen Gadol by himself, or is a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir? Hey, since the Pasuk says a bigger Chiddush, that even though this Kohen Gadol is a Nazir, still he's allowed to be Metama to a Meis Mitzvah, so Pshit, the regular Kohen Gadol, could also. So therefore, like the Rosh speaks out, V'lo Yitzrach Imoy, the Kohen Gadol, Li'atir of a Meis Mitzvah, or Muftul Exereshava. In other words, once I know from here that a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir together could be Metama to a Meis Mitzvah, so Pshit, the Kohen Gadol by himself. So therefore, the pasuk li'imoy is extra in the parsha of Kohen Gadol. Therefore, since the word imoy is extra, so therefore Rabbi Kiva could make the zereshav of Rabbi to teach us that the tuma only applies; they can't touch a mace, mashenk and tumas mitzayra or tumas nezav. That they're mutter to. Now the Gemara says, "Ule Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Yishmael, Kohen Gadol for who knows their minole." How do we know that a Kohen Gadol is a Nazir? How do we know that he's mutter? Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have this extra drasha to say if the person's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, how do we know this? When he has two kedushas, he doesn't have an extra word li'achiv for this purpose. So if so, according to Rabbi Shmuel, how does he know that if the Kohen Gadol himself becomes a Nazir, that he's mutter? So Gemara says, it's a svara. Kivon d'shaya rachmona. Chad lav gabi meis mitzvah. Since the Torah says each one a Kohen Gadol by himself or a Nazir by himself, even though they have a lav not to touch a meis, but where it's the case of a meis mitzvah, it's mutter. If so, the svar is mali chad lav, mali tre lavin. What should be the difference whether it's one or two lavs? I don't care if this person is a kohen gadol and a nazir. Since by one lav I see the Torah was matter, the Torah wanted so important that the meis mitzvah should be taken care of, so mali chad lav, mali trei lavs. It doesn't make a difference if he's only a kohen gadol, or the person became, or this kohen gadol became a nazir. That there's two lavs, but still we see that the svar of the Torah wants this essay to be done. Yes, now the Gemara says, Achoisei lomeli, like what do I need the pasuk now of Achoisei for? Like, once you're telling me now, a kohen gadol and a nazir is allowed to touch a meis mitzvah, so what do I need the pasuk Achoisei for to teach me that if he's going to do a korban pesach, he's supposed to take care of the meis mitzvah? So Gemara says, yes, this I still need. I would have thought, Kisha Yerachmona Lameis Mitzvah, Nozir Vekoyen Tisu Rilavihu. True. When was the Torah Matir? Even though this one Kohen Gadol is a Nozir, that there's two Lavim now, he shouldn't touch a Meis. Still, we say he's allowed to take care of this Meis Mitzvah. That's only because there's only Lavs involved. A Kohen Gadol has an Issa Lav, not to touch a Meis. And a Nozir is only an Issa Lav. So a lav, the Torah was matir. Avo milo pesach. The chorus, Mashen came not to bring a korban pesach. That's a shalom from the nisa chorus. There's a chi of chorus if you don't bring a korban pesach. And same thing by milo. The chorus, lo yitam ala meis mitzvah. I would have thought the same, maybe the svar is, that since by touching this meis mitzvah, you won't be able to bring a korban pesach. So it's more important, the korban pesach. Kamashma on the word achoysa, I know. That even though it's a question of a meis mitzvah that will stop you from being in the Korban Pesach, still the Torah wants you to take care of this meis mitzvah.